Dell Technologies in the modern data center. The inexorable shift from PCs to cloud infrastructure marked Vena for decades. Dell was best known for affordable and well-designed personal computers. That image, although still familiar to many consumers, no longer accurately represents the company. The announcement of Dell's modern data center initiative marks a clear pivot to being a core player in private cloud and enterprise infrastructure. The breadth of updates across Dell PowerStore, PowerFlex, PowerMax, and PowerProtect shows how Dell is repositioning itself for a future in which IT leaders demand flexibility, automation, and cyber resilience. Varun Chabra, Dell's SVP of Product Marketing, set the stage in the analyst call. He described the tension many CIOs face as they try to balance traditional workloads with new AI-driven demands. Today's workload environment that customers are having to manage is more diverse than ever before. I know AI takes up all the oxygen in the room sometimes, it feels like, but our customers still have their traditional and existing workloads to manage through. This framing underscores Dell's strategy. The modern data center is not just about chasing AI hype, but enabling businesses to handle the mix of old and new. Positioning beyond the PC legacy, Dell's pivot is not entirely new. Over the past 10 years, the company has steadily shifted away from being defined solely by its consumer PC roots. The latest announcements reinforce that Dell aims to be seen as a leader in the modern data center, competing with companies like HP, Cisco, and Lenovo while expanding into territory long dominated by VMware, Nutanix, and cloud providers such as AWS. The core of this repositioning lies in disaggregated infrastructure. Dell argues that neither traditional three-tier architectures nor hyperconverged infrastructure is sufficient. Three-tier offers flexibility but is complex and slow to scale. Hyperconverged is simple but inflexible as it ties storage and compute growth together. Dell now insists that disaggregated models, supported by its automation platform, represent the balance point. As Chabra explained, with disaggregated infrastructure done right, customers are able to bring the best of breed storage, networking, and compute together, but then take advantage of software-driven automation, software-driven AI ops, and security that's built in from the ground up. This positioning is both bold and pragmatic. It acknowledges the shortcomings of past models, while appealing to enterprises wary of vendor lock-in. Dell emphasizes flexibility as a differentiator, which could resonate strongly in a market where CIOs are exhausted by being trapped in rigid ecosystems. The competitive landscape the challenge Dell faces is that its competitors are formidable. HPE has invested heavily in GreenLake as a service model. Cisco leverages its networking dominance to pitch comprehensive architectures. Pure Storage and NetApp continue to innovate in the flash space. Public cloud providers, particularly AWS Outposts and Azure Stack, aim to capture hybrid workloads that Dell targets with its private cloud approach. Dell's strategy is based on three key strengths. First is scale. Few vendors can match Dell's breadth of customer base, channel reach, and supply chain. Second is integration. By integrating PowerStore, PowerFlex, PowerMax, and PowerProtect with the Dell Automation Platform, Dell provides a unified fabric for customers to manage private clouds, edge deployments, and AI workloads. Third is ecosystem partnerships. The expansion of the Nutanix Alliance is critical here. Dell has indicated that the Nutanix Cloud Platform will soon support PowerStore, introducing a new virtualization option for external storage that pairs Dell's enterprise flash platform with Nutanix's cloud operating model. This partnership underscores Dell's recognition that success in the data center is no longer about a closed stack, but about enabling choice. Product innovations driving the modern data center Dell's announcement is not just about vision. It is grounded in a series of technical updates across its infrastructure portfolio. PowerStore. The 5200Q QLC model makes high-capacity flash storage more affordable, while AI-driven self-healing reduces downtime by up to 90%. Enhanced anomaly detection and biometric authentication improve security, and integration with Nutanix broadens ecosystem appeal. PowerFlex. The introduction of the Scalable Availability Engine represents a significant architectural step. PowerFlex Ultra can deliver up to 80% storage efficiency with 10 nines availability. By reducing storage footprints by over half, Dell addresses the needs of enterprises struggling with scale and sustainability. PowerMax. The PowerMax OS 10.3 release brings a 25% performance increase in automation features, including one-click updates and workload planning dashboards. Support for QLC drives further positions Dell for capacity-intensive use cases, such as analytics and archiving. PowerProtect. Cyber resilience is a central theme. Dell introduced the DD3410 appliance for smaller environments and a new data manager appliance for broader cyber recovery needs. In a world where ransomware dominates CIO concerns, this emphasis resonates strongly. Together, these updates represent a cohesive narrative. Dell wants to eliminate trade-offs. Customers should not have to choose between efficiency and performance, or between simplicity and flexibility. That message could prove compelling if Dell executes well. Partnership strategy and market appeal partnerships have always been meaningful for Dell, but the tone has shifted. The company is no longer positioning itself as the sole provider of infrastructure. Instead, it emphasizes collaboration, whether with VMware, Red Hat, or Nutanix. By allowing customers to bring their own hypervisors and licenses, Dell aims to provide confidence that investing in its infrastructure will not result in lock-in. Chhabra reinforced this point when discussing the appeal of Dell Private Cloud. Customers are more keen than ever to avoid vendor lock-in. They want to make decisions for their infrastructure and the technology stack without having to be locked into any one particular vendor. This approach echoes a larger trend in enterprise IT. Organizations want cloud-like agility in their own data centers without surrendering control to hyperscalers. Dell's value proposition rests on being the trusted partner that enables this balance. Its broad customer base, channel ecosystem, and history of reliable support make the promise credible. However, it will require consistent delivery to outperform the aggressive moves of both traditional competitors and public cloud giants. Opportunities but risks. While Dell's announcements are impressive, a balanced view requires acknowledging risks. One concern is differentiation. Many of the features Dell highlights, such as AI-driven automation or QLC flash support, are also available from competitors. HPE's GreenLake, Pure Storage's Evergreen, and NetApp's ONTAP all emphasize automation and efficiency. Dell's task is not just to match features, but to demonstrate that its integration across platforms offers unique value. Another challenge is perception. Despite years of transformation, many still associate Dell with PCs and laptops rather than mission-critical infrastructure. Changing that narrative will require sustained marketing efforts, customer wins, and tangible proof points. Success stories, such as Nature Fresh Farms adopting Dell Private Cloud, are a good start, but Dell must amplify them at scale. Finally, execution risk looms large. Offering flexibility is attractive, but managing multi-vendor and multi-stack environments introduces complexity. Dell will need to show that its automation platform truly simplifies life for IT teams rather than adding another management layer. A decade of transformation 10 years ago, Dell was still known primarily as a PC manufacturer, fighting for margins in a commoditized market. Since then, the company has reinvented itself through a series of acquisitions, divestitures, and strategic pivots. The focus on infrastructure, hybrid cloud, and cyber resilience reflects a company no longer chasing consumer volume, but seeking enterprise trust. The modern data center announcement is the culmination of that journey. By weaving together automation, storage, cyber resilience, and partnerships, Dell positions itself as a contender for the next decade of enterprise IT. Whether it can sustain momentum against agile competitors and powerful cloud providers remains to be seen. But there is no question that Dell is no longer the company it was. It has evolved from selling affordable PCs to shaping the architecture of modern enterprise data centers. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comment about the consumer tech space had repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart tech research, like all research in tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given smart tech research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.